allegation, as you said, because even if you look at his speech, he talked about first, you know, Egypt supplied Sudan with different type of airplane. And then he come and talk again about that. The Egyptian, they use their own plane and pilots to strike Jebel Moya. Which one is right? They supply them with airplane or they did that by themselves? And I don't think Egypt is going to be involved in something like that, because the Sudanese, they have many pilots, they have many airplanes. And even it's happened that, you know, Egypt supplied them with the airplanes, which is possible, could happen, because this is a military. It's a country, they have their military, and they have the right to buy airplane or get airplane from anywhere. But I don't think right now Egypt is involved, because they are, you know, holding a peace agreement negotiation and everything. They work as to get this war stopped.
But there is some evidence that Egypt has been supporting the Sudanese army.
If Egypt, they want to do that, they will do that first time when the war starts, because at that time, they have the right to do that, because you remember when the Hamiti took, you know, the hostage from Egyptian army in Marawi airport, while at that time they just have a training down there. At that time, if Egypt want to act, then they can act at that time, and they have the right to do that, because their pilots have been taken from Marawi and they came for the training at that time before the war. I think he is trying just to drag, you know, many countries in this war and try to show the world that's why he's being defeated. And he talked about the supplying the Sudanese army with weapons from Iran and from different countries. Okay, this is an army. Then what is about you, your militia? Who is supplying you? From where you get all those, you know, very developed weapons? Even the Sudanese army, when they compensate those weapons, they never seen before. They don't know how to use it even. Why we don't, you know, look at that instead of just looking at the Sudanese army? That's an army. They have the right to do that as the country to defeat themselves.
We understand that Hemeti made this speech. It's a recorded speech. Do we know where he is right now?
If he is still alive. But what we think and what we saw, and most of the Sudanese, they think that he was dead. And what is happening now is just, you know, it's a kind of computer technology or all those things just to keep his army, you know, holding. Because if they know that he's being killed, then they will probably, they're going to leave the battle war. But the only thing we can say out of this speech is he admitting that he is losing.